Casey Phillips here with Scott Wells. First, you were just discussing if your beard looked good. I feel like you and Michael Brockers, do you think you guys have the most epic beards on the team?
We both have solid beards, absolutely. Mine has a little more color to it, being that it has white, gray hairs, and red hairs. But they're solid beards. Brocker does a good job with his, too.
Yeah, the tie-dye look, that's a good one?
Yeah, I like, mix it up a little bit. Shows my experience.
Is that for the intimidation factor? Is that where you come from?
I don't know if it's very intimidating. I've had a beard since, I think, 2010. It hides my face pretty well. So I just I don't like change, so I just keep it.
Very nice. I like that. Well, and, you got to get back in the game, beard and all. I bet that felt wonderful after being out for a little bit. How did you feel those first few snaps knocking off the rust?
It felt good to get out there, absolutely. Go out there with Sam. It's been a long time for both of us to work together in a game setting. So being able to go out there with the first team, run plays, have some success scoring a touchdown, especially against the opponent we were going against, was personal for me. So it was nice to get out there.
And Coach did praise that connection that you and Sam had, talking about how impressed he was that you guys were able to have that much of a connection with you guys being in and out. So what was it you think about training camp and the time you guys had put in together that let you have that success?
I think it's just the workload. The coaches do an excellent job with the walkthroughs and what we do on the field, the center quarterback exchange, everything. Sam and I both take it very serious, and it's just continuing to work with each other to definitely build that chemistry and allow us to be able to carry it over to the games.
And the offensive line, a lot of people have praised you guys this year in general for your skill set and then also for the depth at the positions that you got, have guys that are able to play multiple, and then you have backups that are in there. So how do you evaluate the unit overall and how you guys are going to be able to be this year?
I hold my evaluations for when we get into some real games. Right now it looks good when we're on the field, but we got to be able to carry it into real games. And these preseason games are definitely stepping stones, and we need to make sure that we build successes from each week moving into the opener.
All right, well, thanks and good luck this next week.
Thank you.